Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, our text in Psalm 29, the first reading today, describes a voice. And voices can do a lot, can't they? Together, they can fill a room so loudly that it could break your eardrums. Alone, they can speak in the quietest of whispers. We can yell, we can sing, we can talk, we can ask questions in class, we can cheer on our favorite teams. God has a voice too. And David today, when he writes the psalm, he talks about the voice of the Lord in particular. Did you hear it? In fact, if you think about the entirety of scriptures, the first thing we hear from God is his voice. Let there be light, he said. And there was exactly what God said there would be. See, God's voice is powerful. It's the loudest thing you can imagine, shaking stars out of their positions, moving planets. It can be heard aloud. It can create things out of nothing. It can form animals and plants and people. Or it can be the smallest whisper, whispering to his prophets the truth of his word. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord flashes forth like flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare. The voice of the Lord promises life and salvation to his people. It tells of his own name, I am. The voice of the Lord reveals himself to the nations. The voice of the Lord calls out in the middle of the night for his priests to come and worship him. The voice of the Lord is great. There is nothing the voice of the Lord cannot cause or do or say. It is the very power of God. Now this week, the texts have focused us on the baptism of Jesus, and the church has celebrated this miraculous event. This is when Jesus begins his earthly ministry. This is when Jesus is anointed, when he has water poured over him as the Messiah, as the Christ. And at his baptism, the voice of the Lord echoed over the waters of the Jordan, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." The voice that shakes the universe, the voice that makes things out of nothing, now commands that we listen to Jesus, the very man who is God. And there are times when we don't listen to voices all that well, aren't there? We all know from experience that we don't always listen to our teachers when they're telling us to settle down or get to work. We know we don't listen to our parents when they tell us to do things. We have a hard time sometimes listening to those who are in authority. We don't listen to our friends and our classmates when they're asking for help. We have a pretty good tendency to filter out voices when we don't want to hear them. But you cannot miss the voice of God. It thundered over you, even in your baptism, where God claimed you with his voice and said, "This is my beloved child. They are mine." Through our baptism, the voice of the Lord speaks to you and it claims that your sins are forgiven. And the voice of he who created light from nothing, trees from nothing, mankind from the dirt, which was created from nothing, when he says your sins are forgiven, they must be. The voice that claims Jesus as the Son of God speaks to you of the forgiveness of sins, and it tells you that you are his beloved child, his beloved son, his beloved daughter. It's no wonder then that God has given us voices as well. Voices to pray, voices to praise, voices to give thanks, voices to comfort, voices to warn others when they sin, voices to speak forgiveness when people repent. The very God who speaks from heaven has given you a voice to speak on earth. And your voice is to speak God's words that He has shared with us in His holy scriptures. He's given you His word from His voice that you may know Him, that you may believe in Him, and that you may have everlasting life. His voice gives you faith to believe. And your voice shares that faith and does what the Lord says. When He says, "Let there be light," and there is, that's serious business. When He says, "This is my Son, listen to Him," you should. When He says, "Forgive as you have been forgiven," so we should. And when He invites you out of all the world to believe in Him, to trust Him, to have faith in Him that you might have everlasting life, you should. And you do. For the voice of the Lord has commanded it in you. And so it is. He has claimed you as His beloved child. And you are His now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.